She's like, well, Joe.
Tu vas marcher.
Okay, today is July 17th, 1998, and we are here in the 17th?
No.
I think so. Yeah. And we are here in the Adult Learning Center on 11th Street in Bowling Green. And I have, I'm Erin Roth, and I'm interviewing Fatima.
What is it? Yeah, Fatima.
The 15th?
15th of July.
Oh, thank you. The 15th of July.
15th of July, yeah.
Say your name.
My name is Fatima. My family name is Ejla.
Ejla?
Uh-huh.
And your daughter is here.
And I have
Mana.
Mana is my oldest daughter, and I have twins, one girl and one boy. The girl is Mahsa, and the boy is Mahda.
And how old are they?
12 years old.
12. Yeah. And how old are you, Mana?
17.
Mm-hmm. So when did you first? Why did you decide to leave your country, and where did you?
Exactly was, I think, God's will, because at first I didn't any, you know, I didn't any idea, you know, for. For coming here, but I don't know why, some reason, you know, comes in front, you know, of my life, and suddenly everything changed, and I came here, and I'm surprised because my sister was always you know, very eager for coming here because she was twins with my brother, and my brother came here 20 years ago. But my sister, because was twins with her, with him, always was trying for coming here, but she couldn't come here.
Why not?
Every time, you know, we try for getting visa, she couldn't. But I don't have any idea, but I don't know how God, you know, it was about depend on God's will, just. Maybe it depends for my kids, I don't know, about my future of my kids, I don't know. But right now, I'm thinking about my kids. That the future, all of them will be, you know, happy, good luck, and everything.
Were you afraid that they wouldn't have that if you stayed in your country, in Iran? That they wouldn't have good luck?
I'm okay here. I don't have, you know, any problems. No, but in Iran, no, I didn't have any problem in Iran. But I don't know why, but I believe that God wants to change my life. That's all, and I don't know why, you know.
How did you feel like you got the message from God?
Maybe always I ask God, you know, please show me the best way in my life. Maybe it is the response of that. I don't know. I should wait for the future.
Did you come as an immigrant or a refugee? What was
that? Immigrant.
Mm-hmm. And where is your brother, and how did he come to the United States? Is he still in the United States?
Yes, he's living here in the United States, but after getting diploma in Iran.
It's diploma?
Diploma in Iran.
Oh, diploma, uh-huh.
Yeah. He took a test, something like TOEFL, you know. He could come here.
Okay.
and study and graduated for university, and then his business, a private business with himself.
Mm-hmm. Where does he live?
A private business, you know, a supermarket. Where?
Yeah.
He is living in New York.
In New York City?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you felt God was telling you that you needed to come to the United States, what did you do? How did you go about getting here? Your sister couldn't come, how could you?
Yeah, right
how
now, my feeling... my feeling, you know, is depend on my sister, because Allah, all of us, we'd be close together, you know. And because my father and my mother right now, they are here, maybe 2 or 3 days before, you know, they came here.
They were just here a couple days ago, was it?
But
just to visit?
I don't know exactly. Right now, maybe just for visit, because my sister is in my country. But I don't know exactly about their, you know, their idea. Okay.
Okay. So you were saying that when you decided to come here, you were concerned about your sister? I'm sorry, I think I got you off track.
No, I told you that I like my sister can come here. I like because she has husband and one daughter. And usually when we were in Iran, my kids, you know, they played with my niece usually, and my niece right now is alone. And I hope all of us, you know, can be close together.
And my question before that was, how did you come? Did you apply for a visa and you were given a visa?
Yes, I applied for visa for first time. They didn't accept, but for second time, yes, they accept, and I came here.
How old were you, Mana?
17.
No.
It's about 10 months.
Oh, really? Oh, you just very recently.
Yeah, very recently, for maybe 10 or 11 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, did you learn English before you came then?
Yeah, before I knew English, but mostly it was depend on book and writing, you know. But writing and book is many, many different with talking, you know, using the word and pronunciation and accent and something like that. And little by little, I'm making, you know, I'm making progress. My, you know, oral language, because it depends on just listening and communication with somebody. I don't have any problem for the book or, you know, everything that is written. You know, some small talking is very special that you cannot find in any book. Just, you know, but just by talking and this communication, I can make progress.
So, why did you come to Bowling Green? Why not
because
New York or?
Because my relatives are living here, more of them. And the other my relative is here. And here is better because it's a small city and the crime is, you know, very less here, less than the other way, you know, New York or whatever. But here is quiet and with very kind people. It's a good place.
Who are the relatives you have living here?
Many of my cousins, you know, some of my cousins.
And why did they come to Bowling Green?
Maybe 20 years ago, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So when you first came, did you fly right into like Nashville Airport, or did you fly first to New York?
At first to New York, and then to Nashville. Yeah.
And did your family meet you off the plane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that like? Did it?
It was a lot. When they saw me, yeah, all of us were happy. A meeting is good. And you saw everybody is good. But I'm happy here. I don't have any problem. And I was, but and in Iran I was happy and I didn't have any problem, you know? But I believe that I should, you know, obey the God's order. That's all. Because if I try, if God, you know, doesn't want, it is impossible. But if I try, you know, without, you know, God's will, it's impossible. It's in my, you know, belief.
What is your religion?
Religion? I believe God. You know, but my country, the religion country is Muslim. But God is common in all religion, and good action is common in all religion. Everything that Jesus says, Muhammad says, you know, is not different. And all of us will believe God, and good behavior, yeah, and good treatment, that's all.
Does your family and you here in Bowling Green have a place that you go to worship?
Sometimes they go, yes. One of them is a member of a church, I don't know which, what is the name of church, but yes.
Here in Bowling Green, or?
Yeah, here in Bowling Green, but I don't know what's the name, but yes, usually, because when we go to church or everywhere, you know, sometimes you need some place for, you know, you feel that you are closer to God, you know. Maybe sometimes church, maybe sometimes in a park, everywhere that you feel that, you know, you are close to the God.
Do you miss at all being able to go to a mosque and worshiping there? Do they have one?
I cannot.
Do you miss?
Say again, please.
A mosque, is that?
I think so. I don't know.
No. What did you say?
Like a Muslim, they have mosques.
Mosque.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I usually don't go to mosque.
Mosque. In Iran either.
No. But sometimes, we arrange a party. You know, we gather some people together, and some people like preacher. No. Comes and talk. But the most important thing is it depends on that, you know, some people can meet each other, can talk together. But I usually don't go to mosque.
And when you meet together, so you can talk and...
Yeah, talk, you know, some relative come together. And in this meeting, you know, maybe some of them tell that some people need some help and other people, you know, gather some money for them. You know, like the church.
Do you do that in someone's home, at a house?
Sometimes some people comes in my, you know, came in my home, and sometimes, like, it's a custom. Some people, you know, some people ask God, I have a wish, for example. If God, you know, if God give me my wish, maybe I buy 10 clothes or 10 dress for 10 people that they don't have any, you know, parents. For example, something like that.
So if God gives you your wish, then you do something nice, like for other people?
Some people, yeah, this looks like here, without any different. You know, some people sit together and talk about some problem, about some people. Maybe you don't know about the problem of somebody, but I know about the problem of the other person. And talk about you and other people, and everybody, you know, arrange something for helping that people that I know maybe. No, it's like here, not different, you know. Just the name of prophet is different, but maybe something will be changed with some fanatic people. But the original is same, without any different. Some fanatic people, you know, change some rules. Because they want to do everything depend on their idea, not depend on everything that is fact.
Agree. So, Mana. Thank you. Yeah, sure. Don't leave. We're gonna switch microphones here.
Okay.
Closer to you.
Okay.
So when you first, this is Mana speaking, when you first came, this is just very recently, 10 or 12 months ago, mm-hmm. How did you feel?
Well, first of all, at first I didn't believe it because I was studying to go to college in my country. And well, I moved on my place and I think I'd like to study here better than there.
Why?
Well, I think I really don't know, but everybody try to come here to study.
Mm-hmm. So it must be good, huh? Were you afraid?
Because
at all?
Science here is more progress.
The science,
you know, and every young people usually try for coming here. I don't know. Maybe it's a wish. But I don't know the real reason.
Okay. What would you like, or what were you planning to study?
I really don't know. Maybe dentistry or engineering.
Do you have to do it like, because you probably graduated from what we call high school.
Yes.
There. Does that count here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So you can go straight into college?
Yes.
You're going to go to Western? Here's
Western.
Oh, yeah, thanks. We're going the wrong direction.
No, Western is
there. Western. I don't know. Maybe somewhere.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's here? Okay. We are changing the direction with our hand.
You'll start in the fall then?
Yes, I will start. Mm-hmm.
So when you got off the plane and were in this strange country?
It's been about 4 or 5 years that my uncle didn't move, came in Iran. He was so busy. And so it was so surprising when I was seeing him. And well, we had fun time as a driver, is it? In New York.
What did you do in New York?
We went and see Liberty. Mm-hmm. Well, Manhattan. Is it right pronunciation?
Mm-hmm. Manhattan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Manhattan. And well, whatever that it has, we went and we saw it. Mm-hmm. And that was fun there. We've been about a week. And after that, we moved down here. And we had some friends in here. And again, that was so nice when we saw them.
And you can run. Can you ask something about Ron? Because
did she?
Ron is mm-hmm. here. She's been in here for 2 years.
So were you sad to leave your friends back in Iran?
Well, I still have my contact with my friends. Picture, letter. Maybe, not yet.
Not yet. Have you, and when did you come first to the Adult Learning Center, and what are you doing here?
The second day that we moved down here.
Really? That quickly?
Mm-hmm, we came here.
Who brought you in?
One of our family. And he's so nice, and he picked up from here to home, and again took us to here, and again picked up home, and he's so nice.
He's a cousin of yours?
Yeah.
Is that right? And are you here studying more English, or is that
yes.
what you do
yes,
during the
Yes, here is good because we can find some people that, you know, it's the best way for my communication because right now I don't have any job. And usually I can, you know, make progress in my language with communication. But at home, usually, we don't have any communication. We're talking in Farsi. And I don't have any job right now. So here is the best place for finding some people. Sometimes we see and talk together.
Sit and talk. English. How many Iranian families live in Bowling Green, or how many people do you have
how
an
many
idea?
People?
Uh-huh. Iranian.
I don't know really.
No idea. Do you know?
I don't have any idea. But maybe Dr. Bronson. No. Dr. Bronson knows.
Okay. Well,
how many people? How many Iranian people are living mm-hmm. here in Bowling Green? But I don't have any idea.
Some of the foods, are you able to find ways to make some of the same kinds of foods you ate there, here? Or are you adjusting to the new foods or kind of doing both?
You know, some food are common. For example, chicken is common in every country. Or cooked meat or grilled meat. This is my pronunciation. Grill is correct.
Grill.
Uh-huh. And rice. But hot dog, you know. This is something that everybody eats in every bar. You know, we have some special food in Iran that we call this kind of wood khoresh.
Khoresht.
Khoresht. K-H-O-R-E-S-H. Choresh. Choresh is, you know, we have different colors, different kind of choresh. We usually eat choresh with rice. Mixing vegetable, beans, and meat. Sometimes beans and meat. Sometimes eggplant, meat, you know, different kind of choresh. And chalo kebab is
chalo kebab.
Chalo.
Chalo.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind spelling that?
Chalo. Chalo means rice, you know.
Oh, okay.
Chalo. Chalo kebab.
Okay.
Kebab. Kebab is usually meat.
Does some kind of gyros.
Okay.
But with lots of meat.
Kebab.
Tastes so good.
It's meat that you put in the grill.
Uh-huh.
And, you cook by fire, you know.
Grill it?
Grill, yeah. You grill it. Acello means rice. And I believe and I know that everybody that eat this chalo kebab always will, you know, eat. But because it's a delicious food and it's international food, and everybody likes kebab and, you know, rice. But maybe the kind of cooking is different in Iraq with other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that every foreign person that eat this chalo kebab, it want to eat again.
Yes.
Can you make it here so it tastes like it does at home?
Yeah.
It tastes the best.
But when they fix it in restaurant, that's just better than home.
Oh, really? Sometimes, you know. Not restaurants here, though.
Nashville.
Nashville, you know, but the way of cooking is different, you know. Not different, but I don't know the choosing of the kind of meat and the time for cooking. How do you think? And the size of it. But in my country, there are many restaurants, you know, like hamburger, hot dog, you know, bologna. It's usual, you know. I think everything, but some food, like turkey, that here is usually everybody eat in certain days.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, we usually eat fish and vegetable and rice all together. Usually at the beginning of the new year, everybody eat fish and rice and vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
But here at the new year, everybody eat, you know, turkey.
So you're able to keep some of the, to cook in the same way. Some things are different, but
yeah, we usually
tastes cook. About the same.
We usually cook.
Mm-hmm.
We usually cook this.
I wanted to ask if there was an experience that you remember when you first got here that was especially difficult. Something you tried, I don't know, something as simple as maybe how the toilets flush, they might be different, or how to work.
It is not big deal. Uh-huh. Because you try and you can find a way.
Uh-huh. No, but not much. Everything is equal in here, in my country.
Usually I used to ask about everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But at first, because I don't have any, you know, ride, everywhere that I go, some people usually come with me or with my kids, and we weren't alone.
You're rarely alone?
We were not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But when I'm alone, if I can do everything, I do. But if I cannot, I ask, and everybody answer me very kindly. And asking is the best way for doing everything, so you cannot find any problem.
It probably helps to have family here who've been through something similar before to help you. Your family helps you?
Yeah. My family helping me, and they are very kind.
What are some of the things that you like most about living here in Bowling Green?
Some of our families have been here.
They've been living here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were born here.
Want to help me?
Yes.
Just a moment.
Okay.
You were saying that.
What I was saying.
Your family, the families that have been living here.
Oh, yes. We have families that have been here.
Blue Honda.
Sorry, that's why we moved down here.
Say that again.
We've had some families that have been here, mm-hmm. and well, Western College and family, everything.
So your cousins have gone to school at Western.
Yes.
Too, and is that one of the things that you like about living? Some of the things that you like about living here, that your family is here, and
well, it doesn't really have different for me. Doesn't make different to me, mm-hmm. because I just moved down to America, and it's all the same for me. Mm-hmm. Well, if I am here or somewhere else,
it's all the same.
So. I haven't been anywhere before. Mm-hmm. I'm just really? New York and here. But well, it's good here. Not busy.
Not busy?
Mm-hmm. Not much. In New York, when I first went there, it was like my country. I was living in Tehran, and it was just like that.
Well, there's a red Honda that's parked right here in the front. You better move it before I have a tow.
Not my car.
Okay.
So you were living in Tehran, and it's a big city with lots of
people.
And busy.
Lots of people
visit you. So that's one of the things you'd say you like most about Bowling Green, is that it's quieter and
mm-hmm.
not as busy or fast.
Very fast.
And you said too about the crime, there's low crime here.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here, because, you know, it's usual.
God.
It's usual everywhere that is smaller. The crime is mm-hmm. less than the other big city, because in big city stranger people are more than the small, you know, the city.
Mm-hmm.
In a small city, most of them are native. You know, in a small city, most people are native, and a stranger is less than the other city. In other city, from every country, every people come and enter to big city and do something, and maybe it's crime. And little by little, crime will be increased.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
these people. Okay. But when you said that, in a smaller city, there are more natives, meaning people that have always lived there.
In a small city, yeah, I think.
After that, our native people is more than the big city. Because in big where's your car?
Okay,
ma'am.
Sorry.
Mona.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Do you mind putting it back on?
Okay.
Okay, Mona had to leave to help do her job. I guess she's here helping some of the teachers. So in a bigger city, there are more immigrants. In a smaller city, there aren't as many.
Many. The less than big city, yeah.
And how does that make a difference? How do you feel about that?
About what?
About the differences. What was
it's usual, you know, you in a big family, you can find more problem until a small city, a small family. And it's the like two city. In big city, you can find more problem into, you know, small city. Because in big city, different people with different idea, with different, you know, treatment, with different, you know, everything is different. And if one of them do something, maybe other people can learn the thing that you know is done by the other person. But in a small city, I think you cannot find this problem. It is, but less than big city.
So that's why you prefer, you like living here? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I told you. The plan of my life is depend on God's will. But I believe it because it is experience, you know, for me that I try for, you know, for getting something. But I couldn't catch it sometimes. But sometimes I don't try for anything, but just I like. Maybe I don't like, I don't know. But I catch it. In my idea, everything that has happened in my life, it depends on God's will. And every time that I want, you know, about my deciding or about my deciding is wrong, yeah?
Your decision.
Or about my decision, I talk about, you know, if God wants, but I don't know. I cannot exactly say anything. And by passing the time, my idea, you know, rise more and more.
What kind of ideas?
My idea about that we don't have any.
I'm gonna find out.
I don't have any. You know, I don't know. I don't have any buts. Will?
Don't have any will?
I don't know if it's correct or no. I don't have any will for doing everything. You know, I cannot do anything just by my idea.
What is this interest reading?
If God helps me, I can do it. If God don't want, if I try hard and hard and hard, I cannot catch it.
It's not in there anymore. It's not in there anymore. You're going to have to read, though. It says, GED practice test. All right, now.
Is there anything you can think of that you'd like your grandchildren someday to know if they come back and listen to this? Is there anything you'd like to say to them about your experiences?
And there is ESL literacy.
I don't know. The most important things, and then okay. I like that everybody was good luck, because the good luck can make me happy, but I cannot show, you know, the way. So just, I would like everybody will be happy, because the happiness make me happy, like that. That's all. Yeah. And it's the wish that every parents like, you know, for their kids, and try just for making happy them.
The question I didn't ask you, what did you do in Iran? What was your job?
Okay. I was a teacher in Iran, and I graduated in University of Iran. But after 23 years experience in teaching, when my life, you know, changed,
You retired?
Yeah, I entired myself, and right now I'm entired in my country.
What does that mean?
Retired?
You're not working anymore?
I like to work, yes. I would like to work here, but teaching is my favorite, you know.
What did you teach when you were there?
In Iran, usually I teach, experience divided into three parts. For 2 or 3 years I was principal for school, primary school, and for, you know, many years, you know, I was teaching in literature, and sometimes I was teaching in English. But English in Iran is different from here, because it depends on usually for translation. No.
Translating from English to
Farsi. Farsi, and it's more depend on grammar. They want to try, you know, they want to try for practicing orally. But it is, you know, it is new. And my daughter was excellent in English, you know, but when she came here, the ear, because talking, the most important things for talking it's what is listening. So when you your ear is weak,
it's weak.
You know, it's weak. Not means it's not deaf. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's weak for using some word.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot use these words for talking. You need at first, you know, to listen more conversation. And you know that the pronunciation is very different from this part of the country or from the that part of the country. At first, when English understanding English, is very similar than for me until American pronunciation. And American pronunciation, and for that part, that for example, Washington and New York, is easier for me than, this part. Because I don't know, here they break many words, and some people, they use many, many expressions. Little by little, I think everything will be okay, but it will take time.
Where is it?
It takes time.
Is it on Park Street?
I don't know what you want about my country.
I guess my question is, do you want to teach here then, eventually?
I'm trying. Because I know the way of teaching, and teaching here is very similar than my country. And the way of teaching, I think, is more important things. And everything is depend on the book, and I don't have any problem on the book. But I know that sometimes when I'm talking, I'm talking, maybe I find everybody's find some mistake in my talking, but because my experiences in talking is not enough. But I don't have any problem in the book.
So when you say that this teaching is very similar here than what you did there, what is similar? How are they similar?
The way of teaching is same in everywhere, for example. But I think maybe here, how can I explain for you? In Iran, the teaching of the book is similar, but the most important things here, when you teach, when you read something in the book in a school, you can do it by experience, but examine, doing and writing and studying, all of them is, together. But in Iran, most of things is dependent on the reading. And the student in Iran try very hard, very hard, very, very hard. And in one class, usually you can find maybe 20% of a student, then they average are more than, 19, the A positive. Because they study very hard. And
in Iran.
In Iran, yeah.
She made appointment for you.
And here is studying and, doing with computer and, doing some examine, transfer into the reading. But in Iran, everybody should study very hard because comparing between two students, it's very, very, very important for entering the university. And everybody should study hard, very hard. And my daughter was excellent in Iran, and the average of the diploma was A.
Is she going to live with, at home with you when she's in school, or is she going to...
Usually she come with me here, but in... when? When she wants to go to Western, little by little, she wants to pray to me. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
About what? About her, going to Western?
For her separating from you.
I mean, not... separate is natural. But in the, I ask God that show the best way for, selecting the best living. And here is not... In my country, it's not usual that the daughter, before marriage, separate from their parents. Usually, until they are not married, they live with their parents, usually. But I hope everybody will be happy and good luck.
Well, I know you needed to go.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome, and I'm very glad to meet you.